But all right, yes. But that first scripture that we read there in 2 Timothy 1 and 7, that's I think that one was somewhat fitting for this coronavirus and this COVID-19, as we call it. And again, we don't need to be not concerned of other people's beliefs and their thoughts. Some people, they get real worried whenever it comes to stuff like this. They won't shake hands. I know this past week, I was asked to go down to this stamping place in Dixon, and they wanted me to come look at this die and whatnot and get there to the front door. The doors are locked. They've got some type of form you got to fill out, and after you slide it through the door and they see that you hadn't been out of the country or hadn't been in contact with somebody, then they would allow you to come in, and nobody was shaking hands the way that they normally do, and you just see all, and you see other stuff, and I don't necessarily need to push that on to them. If they don't feel comfortable with it, then that's up to them. But for me personally, we wash our hands before we eat. We wash our hands, you get done working, whatever else. You shake somebody's hand. If you're blowing snot, maybe you don't shake their hand. I mean, we just got to use some common sense. But for me, that made a lot of sense there in that 1 and 7, where it says to, I'll read that again, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So that fear part, that some people have this fear of this COVID-19. There was a couple of well-respected doctors and I forget their name or their titles, but they understand diseases and they understand things like that. And a couple of them are saying, I mean, yeah, you need to pay attention to it, but it ain't nothing to worry about. It's probably been out there for a long time. You know, if we made up some disease name today and said, how many of you's got it? Everybody's going to say, I don't have it because we've never heard of it. We've never tested for it. Well, come back 2 years from now and ask that same question. Turned out every one of us sitting here had it. It could be something like that. And some people are saying that's what it is. Other people, another doctor I read from this morning out of India, he was saying, hey, you need to understand the risk and you just need to stop all interaction. And it's like, that ain't biblical. I want you to know that. That's a worldly wisdom that is not biblical, in my opinion. I don't think we should totally ever separate ourselves. We're supposed to be a light unto this world. And we can be that light in times like this, I think. But any of y'all got any thoughts on any of this so far? Another verse this morning, John 14 and 27. If y'all want to turn over there, let's read these together. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And this is concerning the Comforter that come. And I believe this is for health just as well. This is for our personal, this is for our bodies. This is God saying, peace I leave with you. Jesus saying this, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth. The world's not going to give you peace in times like this. Where are you going to put your thoughts? Where are you going to lay your treasures up? Is it going to be in man or is it going to be in Jesus? Any thoughts on that? We might not spend 5 or 10 minutes with this. It may take next 2 weeks, but I want it to be just what the Lord wants it to be. Old Testament, some of these, it's direct and to the point, but why don't we go to Deuteronomy chapter 7, 12 through 15. Chapter 7, verse 12 through 15. Wherefore it shall come to pass, if ye hearken to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord thy God shall keep unto thee the covenant and the mercy which he sware unto thy fathers. And he will love thee and bless thee and multiply thee. And he will also bless the fruit of thy womb and the fruit of thy land, thy corn and thy wine and thine oil, the increase of thy kine and the flocks of thy sheep and the land which he sware unto thy father to give thee. Thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you or among your cattle. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but will lay them upon all of them that hate thee. Now, I know that was speaking to the Egyptians. It was speaking to them coming out of the Egyptian bondage there. But I believe it's very much still the same. I mean, if you'll lean on the Lord, he will take these. If it's in his will, he'll protect you from these. There's a hedge put around us at times when when the Lord protects us, he's able to do these things. And if it's our time to go, if it's our time to get this COVID-19, if we are to be the light of the world to show people that this is how it affects us, whether it's truly that bad or that good, we can't just go live in a hole somewhere and deal with life that way. Some of that opinionated, I'll be honest with you. But that, I think as we read these scriptures, I think some of this is going to kind of support these thoughts. But anything from either you brothers, sisters on this? Go right here.
My worry ain't so much with the sickness. It's how we treat each other.
Yeah. Amen.
I went to high school with, and she lives, I don't know, down around Nashville or something, and she said the other night the public needed a bouncer when she went to get a few groceries. And,
wow.
You know, I just said the media seems to be firing everybody up and everybody's going out and
Lord help.
And I ain't gonna get us
nowhere.
It's gonna make it worse.
Amen.
People end up getting mad. People gonna get hurt. And you know, I just wonder if the fear and the way we behave ain't worse than the virus.
Lord help. Lord help. That's a good point.
I think as God's people, we can act like we're supposed to act in public. You know, just like we do here at church and around each other, and maybe bring some calmness and.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Times like this is where we really need to show what we're made of, what God has made of us. Appreciate this. Any other thoughts? Let's go to Exodus 15 and 26. And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. So that's pretty much the same thing that was said there in Deuteronomy, but that's another warning. It's another commitment from the Lord. And I know we're bouncing around, but that's again speaking of health. If you want to go to Proverbs chapter 3, and I'm sure there's probably plenty more there in Proverbs, but this is the one that I stumbled upon. Proverbs 3, 7, and 8. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. So it doesn't say fear what the world has come up with. It doesn't say to fear what diseases is out there. It says to fear the Lord. So what about all of these people? Well, let me go ahead and read 8. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. So meaning if you'll do these things, it'll be a good health to your body, navel there, and marrow to those bones, so that marrow that runs through your bones. This will be healthy to your entire body if you'll do what was just said there in 7. Be not wise in thine own eyes, which is what some of these doctors are doing. They're going on what man-made knowledge has given them as opposed to being a fear of the Lord and departing from evil. So if after all of this we've not learned to depart from the evil things that we're doing, if we're not repenting unto God, if we're not doing these things, then we've learned absolutely nothing. But it says to fear the Lord, because the Lord is the one that not only can take our body, but He can take body and soul, right? That's where our fear should be. Why are some people in our eyes seeing these things and being so afraid of this disease? Honestly, it shows where they stand inwardly. It shows that they don't know the Lord. It shows that they're just in fear of everything. But who can be that comforter that John, or was said there in John, to come? Who can give you that comfort? Who can give you that peace? Jesus Christ. Yes.
I don't know why it keeps coming to me, but me being in the healthcare, so much sickness even since November.
Amen.
That doctors don't even know what they were.
That's right. I had heard a very similar commentary from a lady here in town, Jackie Crawford. I went to school with her, but Heather was saying that there was a Facebook post that she'd put, and she's a pharmacist, and she was kind of saying some of the same things. It was just referred to as this was viral. Well, which is exactly what coronavirus is. It's viral, right? So, and as the tests come, as more tests are provided, I'm sure there's going to be thousands more. So the people that are already in fear, their fear is fixing to escalate. I'll guarantee you that. It's fixing to get worse. But for the ones of us that may have a little bit of sound mind because of what God gave us and peace in our heart, it only makes sense to us, but it doesn't to them. And honestly, I don't know if that ain't the reason why there's such a big divide between Republicans and Democrats. What seems to be so much just painfully obvious makes sense to one side, doesn't the other. And they have a firm belief in that. It's not a vindictive way of looking at it. It's just this side's wrong, and we look at, no, this side's wrong. But it's because some of us believe with our heart, and some believe with a worldly mind, and there's totally different things there. Appreciate this. Anything else?
I guess the Scripture always tells you mind.
No, I ain't got that down, I don't think. Let's go to it, if you don't mind, brother.
The one we always throw out under, and I believe it, says, if my people
are
called by my name.
Where's that at, sir?
2 Chronicles 7:14.
I'll let you read. No, go right ahead. I ain't even there yet.
If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land.
Amen.
There's different things going on there. Most of us just want to say we pray and give it to God, and He'll heal the land. But He also, true repentance burns the chain.
Amen.
And so when you pray, you don't only just say forgive us and then go on and keep doing what you're doing. You turn from quit doing what you've been doing. And
amen.
Then he said, I'll heal you land, or I'll heal you.
Yes.
And for this nation, I don't know, we've been through so many things in the last, I don't know, 10 or 15 years. Time and time again, thing after thing after thing. And, you know, this scripture has been quoted over and over and over. And we'll do a little better for a while, but we just don't turn from our evil ways.
Yeah.
Just continue going right down the same old path, and then that's not going to get it done.
That's right.
And so whatever it's going to take to humble us, I don't know what it's going to be. This might be it. I don't know what it's going to be.
Man.
But sooner or later, he's going to bring us to a place he's going to humble us.
Amen.
And you're going to start hearing people talking about, sit on the media, them talking about this and that. They're going to be talking on, we need to call on the Lord. And when that time comes, I believe He'll truly heal their land.
Amen.
But if we ain't willing to do that, he can destroy this nation. He's tore down a bunch of them.
Amen. Sure has.
So my prayer is that we'll find a place of humility and humble ourselves before it comes to that. And you don't know what to believe. I mean, you can't believe the media no more.
Lord help.
I don't believe nothing they say. One doctor saying, they're saying it over and over, and even all of them just about agree. 80% of the people that has this don't even know they got it. Well, you think with people walking around, 80% of the people that's walking around with it don't even know they're sick. It ain't that bad. And then you turn around, and when they're cleaning up, they're wearing hazmat suits. So it's kind of, you're thinking, well, no, that's kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you get these big feelings. I see why people have so much anxiety, because they don't know what to believe.
Amen.
But what we can believe.
Amen.
Is the word of God.
Amen.
And you're not hearing that mentioned none.
Nope.
And so I'm glad you're mentioning it. But that's where we need to put a trust. And there's nothing wrong with the medicine. There's nothing wrong with doctors. There's nothing wrong with the advice they're giving them, washing your hands and all. But you don't hear nothing. I think our president made the day a day of national prayer.
I heard that. Amen.
Which I think every Lord's Day should be a
day. Amen.
Of national prayer. But I'm glad he done that. That even people that maybe don't believe and go to church on Sunday, there's that example out there from the leadership of this nation saying you need to pray.
Amen.
And I think really right now, that's what we need. I worried about a revival. I'm afraid, I know the core of y'all will probably come, but there will be a bunch won't come to a revival. I've seen in different places they're shutting down the government. I don't know. I thought there was supposed to be a separation, but they're stopping people from meeting and congregating in churches. I believe it's in places in New York or something.
Well, I know. Maybe in like Kentucky. I know Bashir, their governor, he basically strongly suggested that nobody have school, but he never really come down and told. So each county has their own. But yeah, I think in New York, they're overstepping those bounds, and it's almost like some people is okay with that. But Simpson County there. Lord help. Lord help. Mm-hmm. That's right.
From that province where we're on is.
Yep. Amen. 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 Man.
I think there comes a time, like when you're sick, the Bible teaches about that, when we have runny things and stuff. There's a time to stay at home if you're sick. I mean, even going to the house of God, if you're sick, you don't need to go. That's common sense.
Amen.
But being afraid to go out and be the light that he's talking about this morning, there's always going to be some reason. I mean, you can get killed in a car wreck. We could all say, well, we can get killed this morning if we get in a car. And we can. But we still get in a car every Sunday and drive over here. There's just common sense using your head. I'm glad we're talking about this morning. I wish the whole church was here this morning to talk about it. Because if you talk about things, it calms you just
Amen.
A little bit. All the anxiety, people are scared. They especially don't talk about it in front of their kids.
Yeah, Lord help.
They don't want to weird them out. And But people need to talk.
Amen.
You know what? But like I said, don't sit around and watch the news all the time. If you do, I'm bad enough to watch it, but I've got where I don't watch it much. I try to find out what's going on in the morning time and leave it alone because it'll drive you crazy.
Amen. Amen. Appreciate this. Appreciate that verse. If I hadn't have forgotten my pen, I'd have scratched that down. That's a good one. 56:3 in Psalms, she said. That's a good one. And like Brother Jeff said, I don't see one right off. Maybe I can remember that one. I'll scratch it, either that or I'll call Miss Lee. Have Heather call Miss Lee Ann to get it later after I forgot it. But that's good stuff. And I agree, Brother Jeff, for us to, times like this is when our children learn. This is when, because they're going to hear about it, and they're going to see how mom and dad reacts, and they're going to see where we put our trust. And that this is where, especially the church, needs to have a sound mind about this. And if it's on certain churches and they don't meet, then that ain't on us to judge them, sentence them. That's up to them. They've got their own church. If one of our sister church, it ain't for us to go out and say, well, Hilltop wouldn't do. We don't know what we would do in their situation. It ain't ours to manage. We get to manage Hilltop, thank goodness, hopefully with his guidance, and the Lord will direct us in all things. And if y'all decide we don't need to meet for a couple of weeks, then church made that decision. It is what it is. But I think this is why we need to talk about it before. We need to try to understand it. We need to try to get our head wrapped around it, pray about it. Some good verses, good conversation. Appreciate that this morning. Got a couple more here that we may just go ahead and bring out. Brother Jeff had mentioned medicine. So go to Proverbs 17:22. And let's see what a good medicine is. Proverbs 17:22. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. That broken spirit comes from not having the Holy Spirit within you, and it's going to dry your bones up. We read about the marrow of the bones just a minute ago, but but a broken spirit drieth the bones. So if you got the Lord with you, I believe you should have a merry heart. I believe that if we'll put our trust in that, and I believe that is good medicine. If you find somebody that's just down in the mouth all the time and never got anything to look for, boy, there's going to be very, very few times that you see them having a smile on their face. It's amazing. When we see any of our problems, we can look in this book and there's direction for this. From health to sickness to prosperity. How many times did God tell David and Solomon, hey, in all these good times, keep my commandments. Don't forget me. Keep my commandments. That's what we ought to be saying to one another when in times of prosperity. Hey, boy, things are going good for you, Brother Johnson. Keep God in your life, man. And you tell me. And we'll hold each other up. And we'll try to do a better job next week. And we'll try not to let the Lord down as much. But times like that, any time in your life, whatever's going on, you can find the answers here. I appreciate Brother Jeff mentioned that there a minute ago. Let's look at, let's go to Isaiah 41:10. Try to keep these in order the best we can. Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Now this is Isaiah, like we'd spoke about last week. This is Isaiah 100+ years before the Babylonian exile. But he's telling them, this is a charge to them after they've been exiled. This is what he's telling to them. So in times of you don't think there's no way out, in times of them having King Solomon there and that temple being so perfect, and then the Babylonians come in and take them out of that. This is in that time of exile to where they've been removed. They don't have a home. They don't have a temple to worship anymore. And they've been removed into a foreign land. And this is 100-something-plus years prior to that. But God has already sent information to them that they can read, that they can remember, that they can hear from some preacher telling them these things. And this is why he's telling them that. He says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee." Jeremiah 33:6. So that'll be the next book after Isaiah, I think. Yeah, Jeremiah 33:6. Let's read this one. "Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and I will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth." Same context, this is the promise of the restoration, of them going back into, after the Babylonian exile, this is them going back into Jerusalem, Judah, and this is what he's promising them through the prophet Jeremiah. But he says, "I will bring it health and cure," meaning the city, "and I will cure them that were taken out and brought back in." So there are cures for this. And where is that cure? He said, "I'll reveal it unto them, the abundance of peace and truth." And where do we get peace? Jesus Christ. Now, before we get to the end of that, let's go ahead and go into the New Testament. Let's go into see what Jesus says in Matthew 11. Matthew 11:28-30. It's in red, so we know the Lord said it. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Any thoughts to that? We know, as God's people, we know where to turn. That's why some of us, that's why hopefully all of us, aren't getting so upset about what we read or what we hear on the media. But for the people that don't know the Lord, they don't have that rest. They don't have that truth. And they're going into panic. And just like what Brother Johnson said, you can't go to the grocery store and see people acting civil. It's get ready. It'll get worse. It'll go like this for a little while, and then things will really get bad, more than likely. So as these things come about, let us put our trust in the Lord. Let us know what He's done for us and what He's promised He's going to do for us. And let's be that light to the world in trying times, because they're going to be looking for some calm, and we can help direct them to the one that can give them peace of it all. Y'all know how it is. You come in here some Sundays just absolutely been beat up all week long, and then you come in here and you humble yourself, hopefully, or a few songs sung, some good preaching and things like that, and then at the end of service you don't even why was I worried about that? Wasn't nothing. Just let it go. Let us have comfort in the Lord. Anything else? I think that's about all I've got scratched down. There's a couple of others there, but I don't feel that we're where we need to read those right now. But any other thoughts? Trying times coming, but they've always been there. I'll just take another few things. But when you think about the plagues and stuff that was brought on Pharaoh and the Egyptians, when you think about all those pestilence that was brought, things like that come to the ungodly. Things like that come to the just and the unjust, it says, doesn't it, brother? And whenever it comes our way, we know where to trust. When it comes their way, they go into panic. We've seen what happened with King Saul, I believe it was Saul, when when the Ark of the Covenant was taken, when the two high priests or the two high priest's sons were killed, and they had taken the Philistines, they had taken the Ark. Saul had lost it. The Philistines have it. And then what happens to the Philistines? What they called emrods and things like that. Some people call that as like the bubonic plague that had happened. And then it would cause these hernias down in their private places, as it was put. But all of that stuff came on these men, these Philistines, and it was a plague. It was a... But when these things come about, all they knew, they didn't believe in our God, but all they knew is that that was something bigger than they'd ever seen. And then they decided to tie that Ark of the Covenant behind some unbroke cows, oxen. They pulled their calves away from them, hemmed up their calves, and they sent those kine, as they referred, K-I-N-E. They're basically like oxen. They yoked two of them together that had never been yoked, pulled their calves off of them, and they said, let's see if this is a real God. And they put that Ark of the Covenant on them, and they sent them out, and they said, if it goes straightway where it belongs, we're going to know this is of God. But if it go left or right, then we'll know this is just happen chance. I'm telling you, what's happening today isn't a happen chance. God's not pleased with this nation. It's not pleased with Asian nations where this coronavirus started, and we need to turn to the Lord and put our trust in Him.
If not, read them two verses.
Amen.
Last week from our reading.
Amen. God bless.
It says, but now, thus saith the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, and that formed thee, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the rivers, I will be there, or be with thee. And through the and they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned.
Amen.
Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. He's going to be with us.
Amen.
Where he is.
Amen.
And he's not going to leave us nor forsake us. And just put your trust in him.
Amen. God bless.
That's where we got to have our trust.
Amen. Appreciate this. Anything else this morning? If not, you can consider yourself dismissed.